MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A $26.4 million structure and roadway reconstruction project along US 380 from milepost 162 to milepost 164, which is west of Bottomless Lake State Park, and from milepost 184 to milepost 191, west of the Waldrop Rest Area, is scheduled to begin on Monday. The 7.37-mile project will include improvements to pavement conditions, mill and inlay, roadway signage, striping, and adding passing lanes along two segments of US 380. Construction is scheduled for about 240 working days and will take place 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. During construction, lane closures will be in place in both eastbound and westbound directions throughout the work hours. A lawsuit filed by six former Carlsbad police officers and the current Eunice police chief, which sought to place the department under the control of Eddy County Sheriff's Office, has been dismissed. But a new lawsuit was recently filed in federal court. According to the Hobbs News Sun, Eunice police chief Danny Garrett and 14 other plaintiffs, all former officers of the Carlsbad Police Department or spouses of the officers, filed a federal lawsuit against the city of Carlsbad and Carlsbad chief Jesse Rodriguez in October. The lawsuit filed through Carlsbad attorney Roxanne Rodriguez addresses the claims of breach of an implied contract, retaliation, constructive discharge, loss of consortium, and request for punitive damages. The former CPD officers who are suing for damages due to constructive discharge claim they were forced to resign or retire because CPD created a hostile or intolerable work environment. And former Carlsbad council member Wesley Carter, 44, is facing a trial in district court on a series of felony charges stemming from an alleged domestic abuse his ex-wife said she experienced while they were still together earlier this year. He is charged with aggravated battery against a household member, a third-degree felony, along with false imprisonment and criminal damage to property of a household member, both fourth-degree felonies, and battery, deprivation of the property of a household member, and assault, all misdemeanors. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.